I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Isaiah chapter 30, Isaiah is addressing the people of Judah, who the Lord calls rebellious children. They are in danger from their enemies, but they are choosing their own plans for deliverance instead of God's, making an alliance with Egypt that God says is not of my spirit. The Lord warns them that this plan will fail and will only bring them shame and humiliation. Verse 9 says, "This is a rebellious people, false sons, sons who refuse to listen to the instruction of the Lord. They demand that the men of God not see visions and to not prophesy what is right. They say, 'Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, let us hear no more about the Holy One of Israel.'" This sounds like our world today, doesn't it? Our world is full of people who want to make their own plans, who choose to join with the other rebels and tell God's people to stop talking. God has the same answer now as he did back then. Verses 12 to 14. "Since you have rejected this word and have put your trust in oppression and guile and have relied on them, therefore this iniquity will be to you like a breach about to fall, a bulge in a high wall whose collapse is like the smashing of a potter's jar, so ruthlessly shattered that a sherd will not be found among its pieces." The Lord says to them, "In repentance and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you were not willing." Judgment would come upon these people who refused the Lord's help, who refused to hear his voice or trust his plans. They would find no help in Egypt. There are no answers from the ungodly. Yet, our God is a gracious God. For when they come to an end in themselves, he says in Isaiah 30, 18, "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you." Here is the lesson we need to heed. No matter how rebellious you have been, no matter how low you have fallen, no matter how much you have failed, God longs to be gracious to you. He is waiting to show his compassion to you. Verse 19b says, "He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. When he hears it, he will answer you." Isaiah goes on to tell us that the Lord will reveal himself to you. He will help you to know which way to turn. He will provide for you. He will bind up the fracture of his people and heal the bruise he has inflicted. Yes, our country, maybe even our own families or our own lives, have rebelled against God's ways and chosen to look for another way. But those ways are in vain. There is no hope in any other. But God is waiting for us to turn to him. He is waiting to be gracious to us and to have compassion on us. Father, we turn to you in these days of tumult and confusion. We know that it is in repentance and rest that we are saved. And we pray for ourselves and for our country that you would grant us hearts of repentance, that we might come to you and find mercy and grace in our time of need. Thank you for waiting on us, for hearing our prayers. We give you our praise and our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Alliance Church of Zephyr Hills. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.